possibly going to work with some plastic surgeons in Manhattan to do a med spa together. And now we just kind of keep it separate. But he mentioned it to me.
Okay.
So that's why he said that's how you have to do it. But I couldn't really figure it out. There's no way I'm just going to spend $1,000 and not have anything fruitful come from it. So, you know, they didn't really give you the information. They're like, just pay the money. So I was like, well, I don't want to pay the money if I'm not guaranteed to, I'm not going to throw it away.
Right.
I want to make sure it's going to work. And you know how Google is, so Google's kind of tough, so.
Yes.
So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do with that, but okay. You don't think it's fruitful, right?
So we haven't had anybody in our company go through Legit Scripts. There's not a ton of med spas who aim for that pharmacy certificate, just because when you are advertising on Google for the things that require it, semaglutide, Botox, you're up against some national brands who are spending some serious money on Google. And so your ad spend needs to be quite high just to compete in that market for that product. You're looking at upwards of $5,000 to $10,000 a month, depending on the market. And if you're trying to compete with those folks, then you really better have a large market base. So what we found is that when you advertise on Facebook, not only is your cost per acquisition lower, but you don't have that barrier to entry. So for our clients, we recommend that. Now, I do have a client, not personally, I don't, but I know of a client within our company who is spending some serious money on semaglutide on Google, and we gave him all the warnings. We told him, you know, you need a pharmacy certificate, your account could get shut down. He said, I'm willing to risk it all. And he's putting some serious money down in his market, but it's a little bit wild. We don't see the return. Now, he is doing it, and he's happy, and I think that I want to give it 2 or 3 months before checking in with him and really seeing what that ROI looked like on his end, because on our end, we're not really seeing this big ROI.
Maybe it's placebo. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, like, if we're not advertising for it, how are we advertising? Just through the website?
Well, at this point, just through the website.
Yeah, you want to know what? I almost have to build another building. Like, that's how busy it gets sometimes. It gets a little out of control. So I don't even want to spend any money on it. I mean, if I did that, I mean, it clogs me up, put it that way.
Okay.
There's too many.
So you're ready to scale 6 months ago.
I want to scale. I got to figure something out. I mean, I'm bursting at the seams with the office, you know, staff, employees, staff, clients. You know, we're doing well financially. The bills are high, and that's what the biggest problem is. I got stuck. I paid too much for the M-School machine.
No comment. So it sounds like you have to put your time and energy into opening up that bottleneck that you're currently in. And
that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. And now's a good time because this is the traditionally slow season for aesthetics. Yeah. So if you're building in the slow season, you're going to be ready for the big season. And if you're projecting forward and seeing that there's a lot of room for growth, I can understand how that needs to be your focus for a couple months.
I'm not even getting a slow season, though. Even like the dead winter, it was so busy.
Lucky you. Yeah. Not everybody's feeling that way. Yeah, you're doing something right.
Yeah, I know. I want to get up there with that skinny med spa stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've got – so the thing with skinny is that and you talked about PR, so let's talk about this for a little bit. The way they initially grew was through sales, and the way that they have kept their branding up is through PR, but the PR does not necessarily bring sales. PR does not have ROI that you can track. And when we look on the back end and we look at some of those site links, because we have that access, when we look at the site links, we don't see that a lot of that PR is able to really bring in a lot of juice, right? It probably makes them, you know, it makes them feel good. And when people come across it, it gives them name recognition.
The placebo thing again, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. It's like that placebo effect, like just like you were saying with the other guy.
Yeah, and you know,
in other words, like they think they're getting a benefit, but they're not really.
Right, right. And you know, in this day and age, you do need to, they used to say, like, you need your logo out there. Somebody needs to see it 7 times before they recognize it. I think it's something ridiculous, like 17 now, just because we're so inundated with so much information these days.
Do you think it's, like, worth it to try to seek out getting, like, ads, not ads, but like articles written in these fancy magazines? I know I put that on there.
Right. So I personally don't have any PR connections. That's definitely something that you'll want to do through a PR firm. But I did do a little bit of PR about 15 years ago in Los Angeles for some film collective. And what I found out is that it really is something for you to be able to bolster your authority as long as you're able to push it out there yourself. Because a lot of these a lot of these places that are going to write articles for you, they're not going to link back and give you any SEO juice to your actual business. So you have to do that work. The game could totally be different now. If you really want to go that way, honestly, okay, this is off the record because I can't really advise you on what to do with your business. I'm not there. I'm not looking at your financials. I don't know what your market is doing right now. All I know is what you're telling me. But if I were you, I would focus on getting my business having a really good pipeline that doesn't need me. So get rid of any bottlenecks that you see in your operations and then make a push.
Yeah.
That's what I would do, because if you're already so busy, you know, it's fun to be famous, but you still got to bring in some money and you still got to take care of your investments and your assets, right?
I mean, I've been pretty happy with you guys. You guys have been very, well, you guys, in general, you guys have been very, very helpful. I mean, I've been with Chris for a very long time, mm-hmm. And then Whitney kind of took over for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, since you came on board, last, like, couple of weeks or whatever, I mean, like, I think you've gone above and beyond with your analysis. The video I really loved. I appreciated that beyond belief. I know at one point prior to coming, they had Hector help with the Cool Sculpting Rewards. That was also very helpful. I really appreciated that. I think it was Hector. And then, I saw the analysis that you gave me. I read into that a little bit. So I didn't know what everything meant. But I really do appreciate that, because I'm using that in judging, you know, what I think we need to push more on and that type of stuff. So, you know, the Secret Shopper, I think those things are extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Your web platform, I want to make sure my staff are fully trained on it. And, I didn't mention anything about the Secret Shopper or anything. And I want to actually sit down with them and go through the videos, the video that you sent me, and also some of the literature that you sent me. But I want to wait till after.
Yeah. So I checked in with our Secret Shopper yesterday and got an update. There's one or two more steps, because the Secret Shop is something that goes – in depth over a couple of weeks, because these leads need to be nurtured over a couple of weeks. So just so you know, I anticipate that report will be done next week sometime, and then I'll be able to get that to you as soon as it's ready and written up.
Right.
And then you'll have a really good look.
Okay. I like the services that you guys provide. I definitely do. I just kind of want more of them, I think, because I think, like, you guys are really – I think you guys are really helpful, and I'm assuming that you agree. But if you don't, tell me. I think you guys have been pretty helpful with us, you know.
I'm glad to hear it.
The only thing – Yeah, the only thing that I do worry about is I don't know if we're doing enough of, like, the Google AdWords. Like, I don't mean, like, the topics. Like, we're just picking between the Jupiter and the Cool Sculpting and the Smart Lipo.
Okay, that's a really good thing to bring up. Did you by chance, did you or somebody on your team by chance turn on your auto suggestions from Google?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Okay, I got a ping from...
Is that like on my computer?
Yeah, so what happens is when you look at your ad manager portal on Google, on the very top, Google will sometimes give you suggestions, or sometimes it's in a box on the right, and it'll say something really attractive like optimize for conversions, click here,
Nicole,
apply.
Nicole, is this your phone, or is this like, is this on your phone, or is this like on a desktop?
The portal I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This is on, I usually look at it through my desktop. You could probably access it through your phone. Yeah, you want to go to Google. So sorry, it's ads.google.com. So if you go to ads.google.com and sign in, you should get your ads portal. And I got a ping saying that you or somebody in your office or your account had the auto permissions turned on. And we do not want those on. So if you want to, you know, if you want to do something more with the keywords, definitely talk to me. I can look at your keywords and I can see what we're look, you know, what
you
is.
You want to just shut it off then? You guys can do that if you want. Just shut it off.
No, no, no.
Might not be, I might not even have to listen.
Yeah, no, we're not going to shut it off. But what I did do is I told my ads management team to look into it.
Yeah.
No, you're great. So what I'm looking at your keywords right now, I'm seeing that Cool Sculpting, that liposuction, a derivative of liposuction that's spelled a little differently, I think, so because some people misspell it. Filler treatment are your top words. Lip filler injection is a top word. So I can see laser lipo. All of these things are hitting really high as far as impressions, clicks, and conversions. So we definitely keep, or I do also, but the ads management team more, keeps a look and sees, okay, what works, what isn't working, and continues to refine these. If there's anything that you, if there's something that you see out in the world, like, oh, everybody's talking about this, let me know. Let me know so I can look into it and see if it's a keyword that we could add. You know, some things are very regional, right?
Nicole, where is, so I'm in the Google Ads right now. Where do I got to turn that stuff off?
No, no, no. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to turn anything on or off. Nope. My ad team is doing that.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Okay, okay. I misunderstood you. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather them do it, do everything. I don't want to touch anything.
Yeah, please don't. That's great. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes these things happen by accident. So that's why I had to ask, like, hey, do you know if anybody might have accidentally applied something in the future? You know, if you have a question, just let us know. Let me know first. So your ads, let me take a look at your ads for the last 30 days.
I don't really go into the Google Ads online. Sometimes I'll look. Actually, I really haven't even been going on at all recently. I mean, I haven't really been doing it, honestly. But I never really go onto the desktop version because I don't really use a desktop except for work.
I only use the desktop. But what I'm seeing is that you have a lot of conversions. Your ads are doing really, really well. So I don't think you have to worry about what's happening on this end. I think definitely your focus, personally, in my opinion, your focus is on your in-house operations, getting everything streamlined, and then scaling. And if you really want to do some PR or if you really want to lay some groundwork, one thing that we can do is we can start doing SEO blogging, because what you can do with those SEO blogs is you can start getting traction and recognition on Google, driving traffic to your website. And then when you're ready, you can pull all of those together into a PR portfolio. You can put a PR packet together using those SEO optimized articles and start getting bylines. And by bylines, I mean is you can start sending them out to publications and get quoted.
Right. How much does that cost to do that? The SEO, you basically write articles for us?
Yeah, we write blogs. So it's optimized to get people to, how much? Let's look at how much. Are you an SEO client, sir? With us?
Me?
Are you doing an SEO package with us?
No.
Okay. So you can have articles written piecemeal, right? Or you can do our SEO package. And monthly SEO services are $17.50 a month. And what they include is SEO content up to 1,500 words. Usually that's two articles a month. And we also do optimization on your... Oh, yeah. So it's two articles a month, but really it's 1,500 words. That's how we market. So if, for example, you want to SEO optimize one of your pages, instead of doing a blog link that month, then we'll do that. We also update your Google My Business so that it becomes more searchable and continue to feed it. And we can set up a plan with our writer, and we have an SEO team. It's three people, and we can set up a plan where we can look at a calendar and say, okay, June, this is what we want to SEO blog about. July, August, you know, here's our focus. Here's how we're going to build this, and here's how we're going to flesh it out over the year.
Right. So I mean, I think I did it briefly. Just because you guys had a promotion, and I think I've kind of been steered away just because of the cost a little bit. I'm just afraid, you know, I'm trying to utilize whatever cash I have, and I'm just afraid that if I do that, I'd be taking it away from other areas.
That's fair.
That's why I haven't done it.
You know, like I said, this is a slower season. Building SEO is like planting a tree. The best time to have planted a tree was 10 years ago. The second best time is today, right? It's like that. It builds over time. So it's not something that you necessarily have to jump on, just something to know that as soon as you do start it, it takes time to cultivate, and you'll see that it's like building steps. It's building steps to where you want to go. I really do think number one is get those operations and start scaling.
Okay.
And if you want to do more with us, that's my suggestion. Yeah.
Do you guys do any where you would like collect cookies or something from someone's cell phone and then market to them based on their searches?
Yeah, so that's called
when they come in the area.
Right, that's called display marketing. It's not very targeted. So we don't do that. It's not one of our tactics. There are other companies that go ahead and do that. And the way that they count impressions is by clicks, but it's a really wide net, and we build funnels. We have directed. That's our tactic.
All right, Nicole, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. Okay? Because at this point, I think I'm way too busy seeing patients and running the business, and you guys, I mean, I wish I had you guys like personally in my office, quite honestly. I didn't pay you a salary, but I really need that. Like, I know you don't have to physically be there, but like, I really need, you guys to handle that. So you tell me what you think I need to do. I definitely agree with you with everything you said. And I do want to touch base with you periodically. So that's the thing, you know, you tell me if you think I need to go up higher or I need to, do this SEO thing at a certain point, I'll do it. You know, because this is what you do. You guys know what works. I don't.
Yeah, right.
You know what's proven to work, and I don't. And then you can analyze what's working and what's not working and adjust it through time. And I can't do that.
Well, so let me ask you real quick. I know you want to get off the phone. Did Whitney ever talk to you about House of Aesthetics in Salt Lake City? It's a med spa called House of Aesthetics in Salt Lake City. And what they did is they had us run their entire SEO on their back end, and it freed them up to do all the fun stuff in-house. We gave them tips and tricks, and now they got tapped by Allure magazine to do a TikTok campaign together. And they're getting paid by Allure magazine. Allure is funneling all of their viewership on TikTok through them as a branded ambassador.
Nice.
So
yeah, I gotta get there.
You have, you know, it is building blocks. You gotta look good online. You gotta build that credibility. And then once your front desk team is in place and once everything is running beautifully, let's get on a plan to help them understand how to use their front desk time to build your social media.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So that sounds like a plan. So, I mean, so that's going to basically lead us to having a meeting together as a group.
Yeah, let's do it step by step.
At least on the phone.
Yeah, I think step one is getting that front desk secret shop in. Step two is analyzing it together. And step three is implementing what needs to be implemented to really get your team better. On your end, it's scaling and making sure that you don't have any bottlenecks.
Right.
And then it's, you know, in tandem, we can do some SEO blogging or we can get on an SEO plan. And then once all of those things are smooth and ironed out, it's getting your front desk team to start being your real cheerleaders on social media.
All right. I just so you know, like I take this like super, super serious, this aesthetic stuff. And I really want to, when I do this scaling, I want to like really make an impact and get rid of a lot of the competition and just be way better than them. And I mean, like, I don't need like 100 different offices, but like if I had like 5 solid offices in Long Island and New York, that would be fine for me. I don't even need 5. Even if I had 3 or 4 or 3, as long as they're all bringing in money and they're doing well. But I definitely want to, it depends. I need a bigger staff. I mean, I want to get somebody in or get somebody like someone like you who could work with us on a more
gangster,
more than what we're talking about next.
Yeah, way to
you
be
know,
a gangster.
I'll pay you guys, whatever it is when we get there.
Okay.
You know, I like working with you guys. So.
Are you working with a financial advisor?
I mean, I have an accountant, not a specific financial advisor, no.
Yeah, you may need somebody who maybe just a one-time person who can take a look at how your money's going to flow. I think that setting up your – so, by the way, I ran a small business with 22 staff members in Salt Lake for a decade. And I did all my own. I wore all the hats. I was the owner, did all the things. And I stepped away from that business. I'm still an asset owner, which is, you know, of course I am. But I don't touch it at all. And they're revenuing more than what they were making when I was running it, which is feels so good to have be hands off and know that all the systems I implemented work. So
you're the perfect person.
Yeah, I think it's fun to do. You know, you get really, really nerdy about it. And, you know, it's getting that pipeline, getting those operations all ironed out. You know, think like Home Depot. Think like Starbucks.
Yeah, I do. That's the thing. So, all right, you just got to help me. I need you to help me do it. All right.
Well, we can get you there. You're already on your way. You're
maybe
already
thinking,
excited and ready to go.
I might be thinking too small, though.
Have you ever read the book
again.
By Howard Schultz, Onward?
No.
That was a book that really opened my eyes to how to scale your staff.
Okay.
Yeah, Onward by Howard Schultz.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
You know Maybe we'll send it to you. Can I send it to you?
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, definitely. I just wrote it down, but yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I'll take a look.
Yeah, do you read or do you like audio?
Audio's good. Audio's easier.
Okay.
Because I read all day.
Okay.
All day long I'm reading.
All right.
I mean, like, with my job. I'm a doctor, so.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I'll let you get off. Thank you so much for this very fruitful call. I know you're so busy.
Yeah, no, it's great. I really appreciate that. Let's try to do them a little bit more frequently. And, like, listen, if I have to, you know, figure out a different type of a plan, like me and you guys, like, we go, I mean, financial plan is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just let me know. Like I said, we'll do it stepwise. We're not going to jump into like a $20,000 a month plan immediately, but I really want to start scaling it up. So if you want to just do like the secret shopping right now and then slowly integrate things, just let me know. I'm leaving it up to you guys, okay?
All right. I'm going to send you an email. I'll outline what we talked about and we'll move forward.
Awesome. Thank you, Nicole. I'll look out for that, the Howard Schultz thing, okay?
Absolutely. Hey, have a really, really restful weekend. You deserve it.
Yeah, you too. And have fun on your little your trip, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.